keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Alana with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a fire started in Victoria's northeast on Saturday morning and has burned through more than 1,250 hectares of bush. The Strathbogie fire is being treated as suspicious by police and is currently under investigation. A watch and act message has been received by many neighbouring communities. The threat is reduced but is being monitored. No properties have been damaged. Forest Fire Management Victoria Incident Controller said that firefighters are working through the night doing burning out operations, just keeping the fire to the west of Kay's Track. Also in local news, Star Entertainment, operators of Brisbane Star Casino, have been suspended from trade for failing to lodge its financial report by the due date last Friday. The Australian Stock Exchange said in a statement it would be reinstated for next day trading if it had submitted the report between Friday and today. Star has not responded to communication, nor has it released any statement. In national news, Murreebarong residents have gathered in the Yarraville Gardens on Saturday to urge the Victorian government to install air pollution filters in Melbourne's Westgate Tunnel. This comes after the Victorian government has agreed to embark on a $10 billion project that will implement large ventilation stacks in the tunnel. Residents, however, have concerns that without filters, the project won't be enough to fight the ongoing issue of pollution. "If now is not the right time to protect our health, when will it ever be?" Martin Wirt from the Truck Action Group said. Government Minister Harriet Shing said that the EPA will monitor air quality in Melbourne's inner west moving forward.
Long-term residents of Rose Gardens Holiday Park in Western Australia are living in limbo over the sale of the caravan park. The holiday park owners say the sale threatens to devalue their homes and terminate their leases, forcing them to join the housing crisis. The Albany Caravan Park homes about 24 long-term residents and claims that they could have sold up to $200,000 a year ago. While most residents are pension and retirement age, resident Philippa Minchin's main concern is that there is literally nowhere for them to go. In international news, a privately owned moon lander has touched down on the lunar surface yesterday, carrying a drill, vacuum, and other equipment for NASA. Firefly Aerospace Blue Ghost Lander was designated to land on the northeastern edge of the moon, and it did so without crashing or falling over, making it the first private company to put a land on the moon without complication. This is the third mission of NASA's commercial lunar delivery program, intended to kickstart a lunar economy of competing businesses. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is high, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back